What does it take to go where you want to go, when you want to go, how you want to go? This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with Absolute Philosopher. What does it take to go where you want to go, when you want to go, in whatever way you want to go there? What does it take to do that? Well, a lot of people do it by their mind. And you say, that's a nice cop-out, that's a nice escape. But think about it. Every time you pick up a book, you get lost in the book, especially when it's fiction. And you're reading in it, and you're very excited about it, and you're living it. Tonight, Silvio is telling us that the movie we're going to see is about the most famous chef of Mexico and his three daughters. And Sylvia got so involved in telling us about what we're going to see that she wanted to give us the total movie in her vision, because she was seeing it as she was talking. She was remembering all of the things that they did and the things that they said and the way that they said it, and she was right there in that movie, even though we were sitting at the table. Now, what was she doing? She was traveling. As we all travel, when we get into our thoughts, into movies, or into books, or into anything, we're traveling. Now, they have taken athletes, and they have told the athletes to play a game of golf. And then, after the game of golf, they had them sit down, and they put measuring devices all over their body, and then they said to them, all right, now close your eyes, now visualize your golf game right from the very beginning. What happened as you went along the course? Well, now, as they visualized it, their body responded in the same way it would have had they been on the golf course, because their body was a mental picture of what was going on in their mind. So whatever we have going on in our mind, our body is that mental picture. Now, it responds. It not only responds, but it vibrates to it. It gives the reflection back of what's going on. Now, we don't know how much shouting at one another does and how it leaves a deadly impact upon ourselves. Because whenever we shout at another person, their emotions get risen, and our emotions get high and high, and all sorts of things get out of balance, and it lasts. Now, equally, if you get angry at something, and you just are so angry, you could bite nails, you really are angry. And then, along comes your little kid, your three-year-old daughter, your four-year-old daughter, and your four-year-old daughter says, Mommy, do you know what? And Mommy says, what? I'm happy. You're happy? Yes, I'm happy. And you know, Mommy, when I look at you, I'm happy too. Now, the daughter doesn't choose to tune in to her mother's anger. The daughter doesn't choose to tune in to her mother's upsetness or uptightness or unhappiness. She doesn't tune in. And this often happens. And when she does that, then she tunes her mother into where she is. And she says, Mommy, I love you. Mommy, you always do such nice things for me. Mommy, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. And little by little, the anger is drained away. Little by little, the emotions are put back in balance. Little by little, it's as though the anger had never happened. Now, if we could just have a little daughter get to us at every time where our emotions are out of balance, what a beautiful thing that'd be for us. Because the longer we have our emotions out of balance, the tenser our body is, the more our body is running out of out of all of its benefits and into all of its detriments. Now, is this what we want? Is this how we want it? Can we go any place we want? Now, just say, for instance, someone says something to get you angry. And they really rub you the wrong way. They really shake your boat. And you say, hey, somebody is getting to me. I'm letting my emotions run wild. Hey, no way. No way. I like me too much to let my emotions run away. I like me too much to let that happen. So, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to take a trip over to visit Mother. And Mother lives miles away or many miles away, but mentally you go and take a trip and visit Mom. And you sit at the kitchen table with your mom, figuratively and mentally, and have a cup of coffee or tea or milk or whatever pleases you. And you say, you know, Mom, every time I come to visit you, everything is right with my world. I feel so at peace. I feel so wonderful. Mom, do you mind if I make some short visits, you know, some jump, jump, jump in, jump outs? Not at all. Always glad to have you do that.